guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. We've constantly heard from our prophets and church leaders that we are living in the last days. And as things continue to happen around us, we can see that that's true. If we read in the scriptures what ancient prophets have prophesied about the last days, we can see the similarities with what's going on today. I know it might seem scary, but we've also been promised that if we're ready and if where we need to be, then we have nothing to fear. So make sure to keep listening as we talk about what prophets have said about the last days.
Hello, you're
listening
to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is sound all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose
of wisdom.
Your daily dose of inspiration.
You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily. Today we're going to discuss what prophets have said about the last days and how we can prepare at all times. In a BYU speech given by Jeffrey R. Holland, Elder Holland addresses the fear that we may have of living in the last days. And to that, he responds, "We should watch for the signs and read the meanings of the seasons. We should live as faithfully as we possibly can, and we should share the gospel with everyone so that blessings and protections will be available to all. But we cannot and must not be paralyzed just because that event and the events surrounding it are out there ahead of us somewhere. We can't stop living life. Indeed, we should live life more fully than we've ever lived it before. After all, this is the dispensation of the fullness of times." I think it's normal to have fears, normal to be scared about what's going on. It's terrifying. You know, we read things in the newspaper, we see scary things on TV, but we shouldn't let that defer or stop us from doing what we need to do and accomplishing what we need to accomplish. Some of you might ask yourselves, is it even worth getting an education right now? What does it matter if I serve a mission? Or why should my spouse and I bring children into this terrible, terrible world? And to that, Elder Holland has said, first, we must never in any age or circumstance let fear and the father of fear, or Satan himself, divert us from our faith and faithful living. There have always been questions about the future. Every young person or every young couple in every era has had to walk by faith into what has always been some uncertainty, starting with Adam and Eve in those first steps out of the Garden of Eden. But that is all right. This is the plan. It will be okay. Just be faithful. God is in charge and he knows your name and he knows your need. I think as a parent or a couple planning to start a family, of course, there will be fears as far as how to protect your family in the last days and what you can do to raise your children uprightly. And one of the things that my patriarchal blessing says is that I would have the opportunity to bring children into this world despite the chaos and the commotion, the confusion. And that always gave me a little bit of fear because I wasn't sure how I was going to teach them to do what's right when everything around them was teaching them wrong. Elder Richard J. Maines of the 70 said, "One thing is certain. It isn't simple or easy to raise a family in the new millennium. The so-called ease of modern living can actually become an impediment to gospel living. We all realize that in today's society, the family is under assault throughout the entire world, and young people are particularly vulnerable." But he reminds us, we have been taught the importance of daily, personal, and family prayer. We have been taught the importance of daily, personal, and family scripture study. We have been taught the importance of weekly family home evening. And those might seem like basic principles, and we hear them so often during conference and at church, but that's because they work. And it's through those basic principles of the gospel, like faith and repentance, if we strive to do them each day, they can ultimately save us and save our children. It's easy to fear the unknown, but the greatest thing that we can do is to have hope. Yeah, it's scary. What's going on is so scary and it's real. And yes, the day is known as the great and terrible day, but it will also be a joyous and a happy day. The wonderful thing is that none of this is happening by surprise. The Lord loves us enough and wants us to be aware. He's sent us prophets to warn us. He's given us scripture like the Book of Mormon and the Bible so that we can read and be aware of the signs and how we can be prepared. President Monson counsels us by saying we cannot afford to be complacent. We live in perilous times. The signs are all around us. And we're acutely aware of the negative influences in our society that stalk traditional families. We, as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, must stand up to the dangers which surround us and our families. So don't be alarmed. Don't be scared. Be prepared and be cautious. Teach your children to be prepared and to be cautious, and let them know, you know, we are living in the last days. Things will probably get harder, but that's okay as long as we're prepared, as long as we're doing what we need to do. And lastly, Elder Holland reminds us, my beloved young friends, these are the latter days, and you and I are to be the best Latter-day Saints we can. Thank you guys for listening today. We would love to hear your thoughts, so leave us a comment, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.